State of Delaware. They work on their maintenance trucks. They have a very good contract with Delbot. Another is Purdue. They work on their conveyors, and that's a lot of their metal work. They also work on monster trucks and sponsor the big shows that have happened in the area, and that's probably the interesting and fun work that they get involved in, but they have a variety of things. The things that they are open to in the future and may try to move into: aircraft and aircraft parts, blacksmith shops, not including gas and steam fitting shops, industrial vocational training schools, including internal combustion engines, machinery manufacturing, machine shops, metal products manufacture, such products as bolts, nails, staples, needles, pins, metal containers, ornamental iron fabrication, silverware and plated wire, sign fabrication, and painting shops. All these are permitted uses in a light industrial, and to have a conditional use that specified all the yellow highlighted activities, and perhaps potentially the other blue ones, would be a pretty cumbersome conditional use for you all to ponder. We believe that with the presence of heavy commercial on essentially every side, the self-created buffer of agricultural to the west side, the existing wetlands to the south, this is not an application that represents creep of an unacceptable nature. This is infill amidst a lot of similar businesses, and the adjoining property that has any opportunity to be affected is no longer adjoining, because it's a 200-foot wide strip of agricultural land has been subdivided out to ensure that is not going to have a direct impact from their activities. I'd just like to end it by giving Sherry Disharoon, the applicant, a few minutes just to share the history of the company. And Sherry, would you like to come up and share with the commission?
Sherry Disharoon, 8732 Shadow Lane, Delmar, Maryland. I'm a little nervous, so. Please excuse my husband for not attending. Our work schedule took him out of town, so we could not reschedule that, so that's why he's not here. Our business started 2005. Of course, it is his family, my husband, myself, son, and daughter. Started the business actually in our backyard, and then it grew from two employees to four, and then we leased a shop that was actually in Mardella, Maryland. We outgrew that, and we moved to a shop in Delmar, which we increased our employees again, probably up to 10. We outgrew that shop. We moved again to Gumboro, Delaware, outgrew that, and that's where we're currently now, right across from the racetrack, in the old Delmarva Aluminum building. We have currently 17 employees at this time. We're hoping with our company growth that we can, keep growing, hopefully not to exceed more than 25. We feel that would probably be too much for us to handle, but that's our goal. So hopefully with the approval of this, that, we already purchased the land, but, we could move our company there and leave something for our children to take on when Rick and I retire. So thank you.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
It does, unless the commission has any questions for myself or the applicant.
Well, we will find out. We'll start with a workhorse tonight, Mr. Ross.
Well, not much work for me on this application, Mr. Chairman. I think I understand the application, and I have no questions.
Mr. Johnson.
I have to concur with Mr. Ross. I think that I'm aware of their site where they currently operate out of, given their big monster trucks they have out front. So.
Not very subtle.
Not very subtle. I have no further questions.
Mr. Burton.
I understand the application.
Scorma.
I would just like to note that I prepared a memo that you received, and it was submitted into the record, and it was made without the benefit of the public hearing.
Thank you. Mr. Brandway.
I have no questions.
Mr. Lang.
The tire that's on the property with a metal shop on it, is that on the property? It's like a sign.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. That's all.
Mr. Roberts.
Yes, that's the tire.
Mud bog tire, it's huge.
48.
I can't even follow it up, I don't even.
Take a seat nearby and see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
And so, ladies and gentlemen in attendance, is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this change of zone application known as number 1797 John P. Disharoon and Sherry D.? You'd approach here and give us your name, if you would, please, sir, and your address?
Okay, my name is Christopher Scott. I live in Berlin, Maryland. If you'd like to add a street address, I can give it to you.
Certainly.
10019 Harrison Road, Berlin, Maryland.
Thank you.
Scott, I'm sorry, but I missed your first name.
Chris.
Thank you.
I've worked professionally around Rick and Sherry in the metal shop for several years now. They've always done an excellent job when I've hired them to do work. The company has grown in the last few years since I've been working with them. They're very positive and give back to the community openly. And I'd like to see you guys move forward with this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Could you tell me your employer?
I work for Purdue Farms.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here this evening that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1797? Anyone on the commission or staff have any further questions? Seeing or hearing none, close the public hearing. Invite you to spend the rest of the evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. We have another public hearing to follow. Ms. Cornwell.